Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the Mobile 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Updates Special Report. Smurf here with, I'm surrounded by greatness. These gentlemen have shaped my youth, especially this man right here, who you may not know, but has driven us to far galaxies and back. Please, for the listeners at home, introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
My name is Dean Devlin, and I'm the director of Bad Samaritan.
And I'm Paul Scanlon, and I'm co-founder and CEO of Legion M.
Now, Legion M, explain this to me, because this is it's something very close to me, because in actor, underground, films, and all that, this is a studio that is owned by the fans.
By fans, yeah. So we're the world's first fan-owned entertainment company, and really excited about it, because we feel like, fundamentally, an entertainment company should be owned by fans.
Absolutely.
And today, most of them are owned by Wall Street, and so we started it 2 years ago, and it's been phenomenal.
Because there are films you're like, what? Why? Yeah. You know, and someone thought it was a good idea. Now, a film that was a great idea and is a huge warm spot is Stargate. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably get this all the time, but thank you. Yes.
that was actually the first film that brought me here to Denver for the convention.
Yeah, is this your third Starfest?
This is, I think, my third or fourth. Yeah.
Yeah, because we've passed a few times, and
I was here for Stargate. Yep. I was here for Independence Day. I might have come for The Visitor. I don't remember. And then now.
Now, rumor has it, now you can say yay or nay, there is a third installment of Independence Day coming?
I don't know. I don't know what the studio has planned, but I'm no longer involved in the franchise. So
okay.
If it does happen, I won't be part of it.
Oh. Well,
it's okay.
It's going to suck.
No, I'm just kidding. You've got plenty of other projects. Yeah, exactly.
This is true. Yeah. Will you be able to ever revisit Stargate again?
I don't think so. You know, it's completely owned by MGM now, so I have no control over it. It's interesting, though, because when we made the film, it was 100% independently financed.
Which is amazing, and that's why, you know, your Legion M is so crucial to hold on to these properties, I think,
it's
right?
Also why Legion M and Dean Devlin are like a match made in heaven.
Oh,
when we came together, it was like, oh, yeah, this just makes sense. Like, we get each other.
Yeah.
Well, we believe in the power of taking people who are fans of genre entertainment and letting them be the ambassadors. You know, Hollywood traditionally and successfully promotes films from the top down. They do giant billboards and huge ads on the Super Bowl and says, this is going to be the biggest film. People go, oh, okay, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Once in a while, like Stargate and hopefully Bad Samaritan, we go from the bottom up. In other words, we have
grassroots.
Grassroots, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, it's tricky because genre fans are not pushovers. You've got to convince them that it's worthy of their efforts. But if they really embrace it, they will be your ambassadors.
Well, and I think the nice thing about it when you're dealing with something like this is that the fans are more, I think, upfront and liberal with the critique, good
Absolutely.
Or bad. And if it is good, it is that much more of a draw, and I think it sustains and gives it legs.
Well, and one thing that, we're having an absolute blast because we've been showing the film, and we'll be showing it again tonight.
At the Continental,
Continental,
which is going to be amazing.
And, you know, the reaction has been, like, amazing. I mean, it's just been, it's really
It is
fun.
In my feed, and even not being my 5280 geek feed or anything else, my personal feed is just loaded with everybody's like, we want to go see this.
It's a special, thing that happens in the theater. You know, I was listening to Jordan Peele talk about Get Out, and he said something really interesting. Is he said, you know, scary movies have a place in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to face our deepest fears, but in a safe environment, surrounded by strangers, and you all kind of get through it together, and it's cathartic.
It is. Yeah. Now, because when you, I was shocked to see David Tennant when I first saw the trailer. I was like, oh, he's playing a happy little guy, you know. And then the trailer continues, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is like an 80s cop show with a slasher twist. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I mean, where did this come about? How did this happen?
Well, again, the beauty of doing a movie independently is nobody could tell me who I can and cannot cast.
Yeah. It's just true.
So I went after my two favorite actors for these parts, mm-hmm. and luckily they said yes. But, you know, to have someone with the range and depth of someone like David Tennant, it's just a gift for a role like this.
Yes, because I originally a huge Doctor Who fan. I've been on multiple Doctor Who panels.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's the only one I have not, like, had a face-to-face with. But then I saw him in Fright Night after he left.
Yeah.
And now, you know, the Purple Man for Jessica Jones, and to see him even go darker is...
But, you know, there's been a lot of very good scary movies in the last couple of years. But for the most part, they tend to be either... supernatural or a creature, you know. What makes this for me more terrifying than anything is that this is a completely grounded character he's created. This guy could live down
could
the
happen.
Block from you.
Just like the Strangers or anything else. Yeah. I mean, is this like one of like your worst nightmares come to life?
I think that these kind of psychopaths are hidden amongst us. And they don't show themselves until they show themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
And I find that to be
the
most
terrifying
thing.
The whole mask and then the curtain is revealed.
Exactly.
Now, what about you? What is your like worst horror situation? I mean, is this also close to home? Or are you like, you know?
Well, I mean, what I love about this film is that, like, I call it a modern day Hitchcock film. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like
the
Dean
mind.
Said, is it's not only like believable. It's not an exaggerated creature or something like that. It's believable, but it's also really like a roller coaster ride experience. I mean, one fun thing that we've had is like when you watch this film in a theater, it's just the best experience because everyone's jumping and squirming and, you know, cheering and all those things come out. And, you know, to support the film, we're not only doing these pre-screenings, but when the film comes out on May 4th, we're organizing meetups all around the country. And so these are put on by Legion M and Electric Entertainment. We'll send swag and merchandise.
Nice.
But they're open to the public. Anyone can come. And, you know, the whole idea is, like, watching movies is fun, but watching movies as a group is even more fun.
And it seems like the public has gotten kind of way... from that, where they're not including their fan, they're just focused on the bottom line and the profit
margin.
But when
fans get together, it eventizes.
Yes,
I remember going to the, I don't know if you went to, but like when they did the 50th anniversary episode in theaters.
Oh yeah,
it was
incredible.
You know? And so I think these fan meetups are like that. You know, we've been encouraging people to show up in cosplay, and people have already been taking pictures of themselves
There's
dressed as Kale, and
it's
so much fun. So we'll you know, I think this will look. I think seeing it anywhere in opening weekend is going to be fun.
Yes.
But I think these meetups are going to be extraordinary,
especially fun. Yeah.
So what's on the horizon? I mean, do you guys have your eye on a certain property or prize that you're like, oh, if we only could?
Right now, I can't see past May the 4th. May the
4th
be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Well,
that is
a
huge date.
I mean, for us, you know, it's interesting. We started Legion M 2 years ago, and to be working with Dean, you know, we're big fans of his and his properties and all of his creations. And to be, you know, locking arms on Bad Samaritan is exciting. And, you know, we're having discussions about what else we could do in the future.
Right.
Legion M also, we have other projects that we've invested in. One of our projects was the best reviewed film at Sundance this year. And is now next showing at Cannes, and it'll have a theatrical release in the fall, and that's starring Nicolas Cage.
Ah,
Mandy.
And I had forgotten about Nicolas Cage. He's a huge comic book nerd,
and he
dropped off because I know there was issues with National Treasure 3 and Ghost Rider.
He's making a comeback.
I mean,
he's on and off, you know. But in this film that we did with him called Mandy is like perfect Nicolas Cage. I mean, it's really, this movie was designed for him.
Now, you were also involved with Josh Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis and Anne Hathaway, with Colossal.
That was, oh my God,
That's
that was
a
just
film.
A pleasant surprise. I'm just
we
went in
there.
We
were so excited to be able to participate in that film. We partnered with Neon. They were the distributor, and Tim League and Tom Quinn are friends of ours, and we know them, and they were going to Toronto, and we said, hey, look, think of us as the kid in your shopping cart, right? Yeah. When you're out looking for films, think about a film that would appeal to the Legion, and then let's join arms around it. And we did with Colossal, and it was one of our first projects, and what was so fun about it is it's such a great movie, but it's like, it's not a movie that the studios would ever do.
No.
And so
it has a heart.
But it's so deserving. And it's made several of the top 10 films of 2017.
As it should. I think I wasn't sure what to expect, and I'm just like, all right. I'm
a surpriser.
It is
a
surpriser.
It does. Yeah.
Now, growing up, what were your major influences? Were you a big comic guy? Were you classic movies, TV? I mean, what shaped the young mind?
Marx Brothers movies.
Yes. Nice. In fact, we were talking about Checo doing the piano and Bing, one of the best pianists of all
time.
There
was a theater growing up near my house, and on Sundays they would marathon the Marx Brothers movies, and I'd just go on them, and it was all the free popcorn you could eat. So forget it. I spent all my Sundays.
You were
there.
Done. So I'm a popcorn junkie.
But my mom was an actress, and she was in the original Star Trek series. And when I was about 6 years old, she came home from the set with one of the phasers. So that's like giving crack to the attic. I mean, that's what started the whole kind of fascination and obsession.
And then here you are at Starfest.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you still have the phaser?
I don't. I'm so angry at myself. Imagine what that'd be worth then.
No doubt.
Holy cow. I could finance a movie on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, out of the films that you guys have seen, I mean, are there ones that stand out to you guys as filmmakers that you're like, you know what, I do appreciate the bigger ones, but this one, what is that film to you?
Right now, I would say Shape of Water was a film that just blew my mind. And, you know, I've always, like, Guillermo del Toro is one of my personal heroes. When I graduated film school, he had just produced, and I saw Kronos in the theaters, and I thought, wow, this is incredible. And Shape of Water is, you know, I think it's one of his best films.
For sure.
Yes. I mean, it's like a modern day Creature of the Black Lagoon. Yes. There was nothing that could beat that film in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I
was like. It was like Creature of the Black Lagoon meets Splash.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
And the agent with the bad finger. I mean, he just kept stealing the scenes from me. I'm like, oh my God, how much punishment can we put this guy through? Now, what about you? What film?
Well, for me, it's like right now. Studios want to do $200 million superhero films, which are fine, or they'll do like a $1 million found footage film. But they don't want to do almost anything in between.
No.
And to me, if I go to a restaurant, I want a couple more things on the menu. You know?
Absolutely.
And I think there's a whole bunch of movies that they've kind of stopped making.
Yeah.
And then once in a while they show up. And when they show up, you're so hungry for them. To me, like, Get Out.
Yeah.
I mean, I went crazy for Get Out. Or Baby Driver.
Oh, Baby Driver was such a good movie.
It blew my mind. And we used to make those kind of movies all the time, but now they're rarer and rarer. So my hope is that companies like mine and together with the Legion, we can start to do these films
again. Fill
that
void.
Right, because, I mean, Baby Driver, I mean, we go back and forth in our group of whether it's a musical or not, and then someone throws in, well, it's not Driver. Well, I don't think it was supposed to be Driver, but the soundtrack alone is just...
Well, the whole idea of choreographing cars to music is like...
I mean, even the gunshots were on the rhythm. And
it's so smart and incredible.
I mean, can you imagine sitting and trying to get the takes right? I mean, because are they listening to it? I mean, just the filming of that alone...
Well, the opening scene.
Yes.
It's one take, and it's just amazing.
It is a continuous flow. It does not stop.
Yeah.
So I tip my hat, and even Kevin Spacey in that film, rhyming like Dr. Seuss. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, so good.
Yeah.
Are you guys into comics? Are you guys readers at all?
I was growing up a huge comic fan. I mean, I'm more into movies now, I would say, but and you know, I'm maybe graphic novels on occasionally, but no, I'm more into just like literature and stuff now. But
just curious.
But still loving comics. So in fact. One of the things that Legion M is doing is we have some properties that we ultimately want to create into, you know, they're out of script now, but we're creating the comics first.
Okay.
And so we'll be publishing comics for those properties before they come out.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. Now, are you a big hockey fan? I noticed the hockey sweater.
This is my Kevin Smith cosplay, I guess.
Okay.
I am a hockey player, actually. I do play ice hockey. I play three times a week.
I play as well. Our photographer,
you do?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
A forward, and I forget what.
Left wing. Very
left
cool.
Wing,
so. Well, you guys need Legion M hockey.
We do need. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
I'm a forward, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So. Anyone for the cup? You cheering for anybody?
Well, I'm a Blackhawks fan, so this season I'm a little, out of it. Yeah.
We
had a good run for several years, I'm not complaining. And I have my backup teams. I go to the Sharks now, so.
We weren't even surprised they were making it.
Yeah.
I'm Pittsburgh right now. Pittsburgh and Bruins are my teams right now.
Oh, yeah, and the Bruins. I was born in Boston. My dad's a big Bruins fan.
See?
So.
Yeah, bleed black and gold.
Yeah.
I didn't start playing hockey until I was in my 20s. And I was
never knew you played hockey.
I played hockey. And I was on a TV show, very there was only 77 shows on television at the time. This one's rated number 76. So it was the
not even
enough glory to be the worst one, right?
Yeah.
But CBS called me one day and said, you have to play in the celebrity ice hockey game. And I said, I don't have to play ice hockey. They go, it doesn't matter. Everybody else canceled, and we've raised money for charity, so you just got to go and do it. So I go to play my first hockey game ever. I'm in the locker room. I don't even know how to put on the equipment. And I'm like trying to get the stuff
on. Pants can be complicated. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
So, and then I pick up my stick, and I've got to tape it up, and I have no idea how to do it. So this guy comes over and goes, come on, I'll do it for you. And he grabs it from me, but it was Gordie Howe.
Oh, nice.
Gordie Howe.
Wow.
So then he turns to me, and he says, all right, when we get on the ice, just put your stick down on the ice. I will ricochet it off your stick, and you'll get a goal. And I said, okay, great.
It sounds
great.
Like something Gordie Howe. Yeah. Just get in the way of the puck.
So we get on the ice. I skate near the net. I put my stick down. Sure enough, he shoots it over at me. But like an idiot, I want to rear back and swing, which now makes it go wide. He started screaming in my face like I just lost the Stanley Cup. I am never passing to you again. I was giving you a gift, and then you screwed it up. Forget it. I was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Howe.
Oh, my God. That's great.
I'll do better next
time.
I'm going
to find that.
I know. I want to find that. I mean, it's probably right above the Dana Carvey show right. And then that one. Okay, I got it.
And Shatner singing Rocket Man. It's right up there.
Oh, my God.
If you guys would you work with a Star Trek film? Would you guys want to step that far into sci-fi?
Listen, I love doing science fiction. I love doing Stargate. I love doing The Librarians. I mean, I love the genre stuff. What I don't do very well is to do somebody else's franchise.
Yeah. Mm.
It's all my work is always better when I can do something that's generated originally at my company, and when I don't have to answer to anyone.
No, and I thought the Librarians, the switch from the films with Noah Wiley, mm-hmm. was a brilliant stroke of genius. I mean, just spread it out, and to see it go away so prematurely. I mean, are we going to see a resurface somewhere else, or what's the plan for the Librarians?
I would say that the patient is deathly ill, and there are tubes in the nose, but not dead yet.
Yeah, good.
So we are working very hard to revive. We are still. You know, it was interesting. The great compliment was when we were.
I feel better.
Not dead yet. When the show was canceled, we immediately got 5 phone calls from other networks, which is a huge compliment. Never happens.
Wow.
Now a bunch of them have fallen out, but we're still talking to a couple. So my fingers are crossed.
Is there.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's got a huge fan base.
The fans are turned. They've been coming up to me all day today and all the conventions.
Well, and Dana has a new project, too.
Yeah. This summer on the CW, we have a new show called The Outpost. And that'll debut in July. And it's a big sword and sandals fantasy.
Looks
monsters
awesome.
And creatures.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
See, because I loved what you guys did with The Librarians. Of course, I'm a huge John, of course, now I can't remember his
Rogers?
Name. From Night Court.
Oh, John Larroquette.
Larroquette, thank you. Huge fan of his work, and to see him show up in the role, because I love Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
And it was sad to see him just fade away.
Well, he loved doing the show. I mean, he was so sweet about it. But he said to me that, he said, I'm now at the age I don't want to be traveling around doing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, you're in the right, sir.
Yeah. And I can understand that because it's a lot to do. And, I mean, John Larroquette's got to be in his 60s now, mm-hmm. 60s or 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bob Newhart, I'm surprised he got up to do that because I see him on some films and it's...
He's just remarkable. I mean, he's still hilarious.
Yes.
I mean, that timing never goes away.
No, and I could see him. I would still go see him do stand-up today.
In a minute.
Yeah.
New York
just
minute.
Right there. So we'll be wrapping up, gentlemen. Is there anything, how can the fans at home and watch and follow you guys, or how do they get in touch and involved with Legion M?
Yeah, sure. If they want to join Legion M, like I said, we're open to everyone. And you know, our goal is to keep growing. I mean, we're 35,000 people today, but our goal is to get to 1 million.
Okay.
Or beyond 1 million. But we're having success even at our current stage. They can go to legionm.com and they can learn all about us. We keep a running diary of everything we're doing. And, you know, May 4th, we're going to be doing these meetups. So you can go into our website today, plug in your zip code, and it'll tell you all the meetups that are happening that weekend.
Excellent.
That are within a, you know, whatever mile radius you plug in.
And there is a link on Facebook to join Legion M, because that's how I became a member as well. So.
Yep, absolutely.
And I would say, you know, if you've seen the trailer for Bad Samaritan and you liked it, please retweet it, share it with others, use the hashtag Bad Samaritan. If you've seen the movie, tell people what you thought about it. if you liked it. If you didn't like it, tell people you liked it anyway. Right. Come on. Come on. Give us a break here.
I mean, between the strangers in this film, I'm going to probably really, like, which one is better? Because that is one of my favorite kind of reality-based.
Well, I hope you dig this.
Did you see the first one?
Yes.
But you haven't seen the second one?
I haven't seen the second one with the trailer park yet, mobile home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for that for Home and the Surround Sound.
Okay. All right. Well, Bad Samaritan. Go see it in theaters.
Bad
tonight,
Samaritan.
10 o'clock.
Tonight, 10 o'clock at the Continental. If not, May the 4th. You can do your Star Wars stuff and catch this in the evening. Yep. Because in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.
Yep.